from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Start your day with the game mornings.
When it's time for showtime, it's time to put on the show.
We are going to win, and we're going all the way.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. College football is here. It's a morning show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And gentlemen, how much you guys watch? I was flipping back and forth from the Braves and North Dakota State and Colorado. North Dakota State, by the way, moving up to Mountain West finally in a couple of years. They've been trying to.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they are. In a couple of years, they are. About 2026.
How did I miss that news, man? Caught me off guard with that one. I wasn't expecting that. I love the fact that they've kind of stayed put and just been a powerhouse. Although it does make sense. You look at other teams like, you know, Liberty and Old Dominion or whoever else is out there, and it's like, come on, bro. Like, quit picking on the little guy. Let's move this thing up a little bit.
I love how they're panicking up in Fargo because the Bison haven't won a title in 3 years.
Yeah, dry spell. A dry spell. Same thing happened in Tuscaloosa, by the way. A little bit different.
Well, Colorado holds off North Dakota State. Questionable officiating, you can certainly say. Not going to dwell on it too much. Shedeur Sanders, over 400 yards. And Travis Hunter, he's my front runner for the Heisman right now. Two-way player, academic All-American as well. Very impressive kid out of Collins Hill.
Yeah. I just don't know if he can. I just hope he can hold up.
Yeah.
I don't. And I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of seeing guys play two ways. I'm not a fan of seeing guys play every snap two ways in Division I football.
It's like you got to save the kid from himself because he wants to do it. He wants to play, but you got to.
Well, who's the adult in the room?
Yeah.
Like you are the 21-year-old. I would say the guy who knows more about football than I'll ever. Than I'll ever even have a chance to even think about knowing, and I think if anybody knows, I'll say if anybody knows about being a successful two-way player and the grind from it, it's Deion, you know, Coach Prime, whatever you want to call him. So hopefully he steps in a little bit. You got to save kids from themselves sometimes.
Well, he should deploy Travis Hunter the way Deion was deployed. Deion wasn't playing every snap offensively. He was just kind of strategically deployed.
I think the problem is they need Travis Hunter. They need a player like him on both sides of the ball, and it's kind of finding a balance. But if you're an NFL team, where do you put him?
Yeah, I think that's the problem I have with him not playing every snap is. I agree with you. I don't know. I don't think he should take every snap. I don't think it's a wear down thing to me. I think you're just doubling the risk that he finds an injury somewhere, right? That, you know, he's just taking it twice the amount of hits. But I think the thing back in that favor, though, is if you are an NFL team or you're looking at his draft prospects, I'm not sure which one he's better at, to be honest with you. His ball skills offensively are insane. I don't know how he is as a route runner. I can't really break that down. But his ball skills are insane, and his athleticism defensively and his willingness to make tackles is also off the charts. So I'm not sure where you plug him in more. I mean, I guess it depends on where you need help. I don't think that they'll probably go the distance with him and playing every snap. It's just not sustainable. That's one of those things that probably works itself out. But nonetheless, man, I'm not sure which one he's better at. So you kind of look at it and go, well, we could take him off this one and put him at that one, but – He's just I can't think enough about that guy, man. He's unbelievable and has really followed his own path. I respect it even more out of him.
He played 1,044 snaps last season. That's just unbelievable.
How many snaps?
1,044. 452 on offense and 592 on defense.
And wasn't he out for like 3 weeks, too?
Yeah. I mean, that's
that was after the Colorado State game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the one he took
when
the
he
hit
got
in.
Decapitated.
Yeah. Which, remember, that was the whole thing. And him and the – I thought he and the player from Colorado State handled that.
They did.
Off the field as well. Yep. That's one of those ones where you're glad the adults stayed out of it and let this do.
Well, Shadur kind of poked the bear with that, pointing at his watch to the Colorado State guys and all the other stuff. You know, that kind of pissed him off.
But, yeah, that's a lot of snaps for –
That's going to be a must-see game this year, too, I guess, Colorado State and
it's
Colorado.
Next week. Yeah, it's next week. It's week two.
Man.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. Remember, yeah, and that was the game last –
it's week three.
Is it?
Yeah, they play Nebraska next week. I have it. I have this – amazing enough, I have it on Colorado.
Yeah, I thought I remembered him last night on the broadcast saying that was coming up next week, but I guess I'm a week off. But, yeah, nonetheless, man, that was the one where the Colorado State coach last year said he was raised different than to wearing a hat in certain situations and things like that, kind of poked at Deion in that way as well. So, yeah, there's some blood there. And look, Colorado State, I think, opens against – is it Texas this weekend, I think. So – they're going to know a lot about themselves as well and be a little bit more battle-tested before that matchup.
You know Goldberg's son is a walk-on linebacker, Colorado?
Crazy. It's crazy because it doesn't feel like it was too long ago. He was just a kid in the ring with Goldberg right. When Goldberg was made one of his 20 returns that he, you know. He,
first Goldberg and Deion were teammates here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and his son's neck is almost as big as Goldberg's.
Just doing just straight up, just traps.
His name is Gage. Yeah. It's perfect name.
One cycle away from having the same size neck, right? Ever allegedly. Just kidding.
Allegedly.
I don't mean that. I'm just crapping on the kid.
Hey, how about, you know, Greg Schiano had a little bit of an incident last night with the Howard coach himself, where Schiano basically allowed the team to score another touchdown on the final play. And the coach of Howard had an issue with it, rightfully so. And Schiano kind of said, well, you know, Schiano basically said he was treating it like a scrimmage. Well, we have our players here, and we're going to run the plays. We need to get them reps.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. If you qualify it, you know, because that's what those games are for. I mean, like North Dakota State gets $700,000 to play last night. That's
look, you want to talk about somebody who's not what – we can say all you want to about anything Deion's done. Greg Schiano's passed –
oh, I'm not a fan at all.
Oh, he's a bully. Dude, he's
I'm not a
bully.
A fan at all.
He. I have heard more people say awful things about that guy as a coach than maybe anybody else in the country, and it's unfortunate, man. Because he's gonna be at that place as long as he wants to, but man, it seems like every time I hear a word about Greg Schiano, it's
negative.
Just negative, man. Like. He is just not a very likable person.
The whole thing down in when he was in Tampa with having guys dive at other players on the kneel downs, was Joe down there? Was Joe Hawley, your former teammate Joe here in Atlanta, Joe Hawley played down there?
I don't think he was down there at that point.
Okay. Because I always wondered that because, you know, I like Schiano in his first go-round at Rutgers. I thought he was – I thought he was a hell of a coach, and he is. He's a good coach.
We made him. He made Rutgers relevant. So.
But he has gotten a bad rep for being almost borderline coaching dirty. He's clearly not very nice to sideline reporters as he was rude to Tiffany when he was down there. But now this kind of stuff.
Also unfortunate. Brad Johnson's son Max hip injury last night and has to stay in the hospital. Gets hurt last night. A lot of people thought it was a knee. Gets carted off. It was the hip.
Does he have the neck that his dad had that long?
I don't know. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, this you know, he's been at, LSU, A&M. He's been around, so was hoping
Georgia
to find
people.
Home at UNC. And he didn't get it done, man. That's just unfortunate, man. Just terrible, terrible ending.
Mike Glennon, longer neck than Brad Johnson.
Man. Yeah, Mike Glennon.
Well, the worst part about
Gumby neck.
The Max Johnson thing is he had been in a quarterback battle during fall camp, won it, and then gets hurt like that.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Chris Lindstrom also spoke with the media yesterday as our hard-working Smoking Joe Patrick up there in Flowery Branch. And Chris Lindstrom has a lot of things to say. The Falcons get ready for the opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. There better not be any terrible towels in there. There'll be a few, but there better not be many. I don't think there will be. That place is going to be jacked up a week from Sunday. And of course, you'll be able to hear that game right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.